I got a big old stick on my swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. Got a big old stick on my swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Hey, hit 'em, Quan. Hit 'em, let's hit 'em, Quan. Hit 'em. Hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, Quan, hit him up. Now they gotta get him up. Talking like he tough and stuff. Knowing he on that Debo stuff. Call him bluff. Snatch the rock from Julio like candy from a baby. Y'all ain't really boning. Y'all ain't really ready. Dicks chopping like machete. Moving too fast. That boy DJ's ready. Gonna smash the game.
I got a big old stick on my swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay. Got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Tuesdays are our favorite. Because every Tuesday, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. You get a free traditional snack or small wing with any traditional wing purchase. Restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Mastro Subaru is the place you need to go whether you're looking for a new Subaru or a pre-owned vehicle. Right now, they have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, so you can find the perfect car for you. And the best part is, you get a stick carrier discount. Special pricing just for being a stick carrier. Mastro Subaru, they got two locations, one in Tampa, one in Orlando. For more information, check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family.
Let's go.
One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks.
This is Bucks Uncensored. The Bucks podcast that gives it to you straight about the team you love. For the fans, by the fans. And while many of you have been frustrated, agitated, confused, disappointed, and angry over the last few weeks, free agency essentially starts on Monday. If you're listening to this on Monday, today, I think it's incredibly stupid that we call it legally tampering. Just call it what it is. It's the talking period. Couple of days to set yourselves up before the official start of free agency. Many of you want to go ahead and jump off a fucking bridge, but I'm here to tell you, just hesitate a little bit. Although the Bucks have not made a trade when many trades have been made already, it is not time to jump off a bridge, jump off a ship, or anything like that. I think we owe it to ourselves. We don't owe it to the organization, but we owe it to ourselves to be at least a little patient, allowing us to get into at least the beginning of free agency this year. I'm waiting on pins and needles to see what the plan is. And we had some people take a hiatus maybe during January or February. And now coming back with a vengeance. Go back and listen to some of my podcasts during that time. If you have free time at work and you just needed a break from the Bucks because they were so frustrating to you in 2017, go back and listen to some of the podcasts I've done. What is the plan for this organization? And I'm not talking about positions or this or that. What's the overall plan? Is it getting a bunch of young guys and then pairing them with a bunch of guys over 30? And then hoping that everything's going to mesh? Is it signing a bunch of guys over the age of 30 looking for one more payday so that they could come and literally steal cash right out of your pocket and not produce on the field? What is the plan? And I hope that there was a reevaluation of the plan at the conclusion of last season and something that they will stick to and stick with this offseason. As I've said, the Bucks have $70 million in cap room. 7-0. If they truly wanted Marcus Peters, Robert Quinn, Michael Bennett, Aqib Talib, Richard Sherman. If they truly wanted any of those players, they could have gotten them. They could have. You put on the full assault, and money speaks volumes. Oh, the Bucks were interested in Richard Sherman. They were interested in Robert Quinn. They were interested in Michael Bennett. What the fuck does that even mean? Interested. If you want them, you go and get them. So I'm taking the approach now that they didn't want those players, which is fine. Again, I owe it to myself to wait and see what this master plan is. And in this podcast, I'm going to identify players I personally would target at each of the positions of need for the Buccaneers this offseason. And you're going to see a theme with each of these players. As we start with free agency. I'm not going to go into the draft quite yet, because the first round is free agency. And bear with me if I sound congested. The pollen finally hit me, and it hit me hard this weekend. Scratchy voice, stuffed nose, whatever. I feel fine. It's just bullshit. It's yellow everywhere. I get your frustration. I get your anger. I get your disappointment when you see organizations like the Rams getting Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. the 49ers getting Richard Sherman after the amazing finish they had to the season last year. The Browns trade for Tyrod Taylor. All right, he'll be a bridge to their next quarterback. But getting Jarvis Landry, getting Demarius Randle, still having two picks in the top four. Likely one of those being a quarterback. The other's probably going to be Saquon Barkley. And seeing a Browns organization that could be setting themselves up for quite a turnaround this season. The Rams had a turnaround last season, and they have not taken their foot off the gas pedal. The Eagles had a turnaround last season. They trade for Michael Bennett. The 49ers turned it around during the season and still go out and get Richard Sherman. I understand where you all are coming from and why you're all angry. These are organizations that are showing their fan bases that they are tired of being notorious losers. And they're trying to do what it takes to turn that around. John Lynch has done an amazing job with the 49ers in just a short time as general manager. The Rams have turned it around. And now I'm telling you, the Browns, even though they go 0-16 last year, and there's still uncertainty at quarterback, they are loading up at so many different positions right now and still have a shit ton of draft picks in this year's draft. I feel your pain. You don't want to be that last team standing as teams fade away. The notorious losers every year. The Jaguars, the Rams, the Browns. These are teams that lose and have lost every single season. Teams that have done, the Jaguars last year, the Rams again this year, the Browns this year, the 49ers. Doing what it takes to get out of the basement in the NFL. And so you sit here and wonder why. Why are they doing it and we aren't? What is the plan? It can't be to be status quo. Re-signing Mike Evans is not good enough. That's what you're thinking. And I agree. Just re-signing Mike Evans isn't good enough. And anyone that did not think the Bucs would re-sign Mike Evans is fooling themselves. Just like they're going to re-sign Jameis Winston, just like they're going to re-sign Ali Marpet, just like they're going to re-sign Quan Alexander, and so on and so on. Every team in the NFL will re-sign their young nucleus of players. There are a few players on every team where they have to make a decision. Is this player part of our nucleus? Are we able to get a deal done with them? And if we have to let them walk, will we be okay? The Bucs haven't gotten to that point because they haven't really even gotten to the point, at least maybe just started, where they have to even re-sign their own nucleus, re-sign their own players. Mike Evans being the first. And what have I told you? $70 million. And his extension, I guess, doesn't even start till next year. But just look at the cap room this year. $70 million. Whether it's front-loaded or not, it doesn't matter. Mike Evans' deal averages out to about $16.5 million a season. Let's just say for this game, it's a little over $18 million a year early on. They front-load the contract, which is possible. His cap number's 13.2-something-5 maybe this year. That's only a $5 million difference. Do you understand what I'm saying? His cap number is a little over 13. Let's say his cap number jumps to a little over 18 next year. It's only $5 million difference. They still have $65 million. And that starts next year. They still have 70 this year. And as I went through on the last podcast, when you start to see players that are in their 30s that don't have guaranteed money anymore, their salaries aren't going to continue to escalate. They're either going to go down or they're going to go bye-bye. And as much as this pains some of you, that includes Gerald McCoy and Lavonte David. It's life in the NFL. The Seahawks got rid of Richard Sherman. They got rid of Michael Bennett. Aqib Talib's bounced around. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie just got cut. Good players that get up there in age and have no more guaranteed money are fair game. Because teams are trying to re-sign their young nucleus and build a consistent winner. So when you look at McCoy, David, Ayers, DeSean Jackson, J.R. Sweezy, even Will Golston, who's not up there in age, but dude played almost like most of the games last year with zero sacks, zero. Sorry, that's not good enough for $7 million. In those six players alone, it's an extra $50 to $55 million. They've got the money. They've got the money to re-sign their own players, which now does not even include Mike Evans, and the money to go out and get others. Because remember, rookies, young players, their contracts are nothing. So what is the plan? Are you building around your young nucleus? Are you still trying to grasp hope with these older players? I'll tell you what my plan would be. And I said this and somebody said, well, that means that Jason Light and Dirk Cutter would be here. Listen, I don't give a fuck who's running the organization as long as they're winning. And if this was Jason Light and Dirk Cutter's plan, I'd be okay with it. And I'd say, let's roll. Let's ride it out. Let's see how it works. Because it honestly would be a smart move right now. And that plan being young. Young, youth. And when I say young, I don't mean just stripping it all down and going with rookies. But you've got Jameis Winston heading into his fourth year. Mike Evans heading into his fifth year. Ali Marpet into his fourth year. Donovan Smith into his fourth year. Quan Alexander into his fourth year. And so on and so on. These players are just now entering the prime of their career. Maybe they weren't ready to take over as leaders and captains before, but they're ready now. They have to earn that role, and I think they've earned that role by them progressing and others not running with it the way true leaders should. I want to see Jameis Winston, Quan Alexander, Ali Marpet, Mike Evans. I want to see them as the leaders and captains of the organization. And I would love to see each and every one of these young players re-signed for this organization. And for maybe, rather than Jason Light trading draft picks to get other older players, and again, you've heard me say on this podcast, I don't really want anyone over the age of 30. And that is going to be, when I go through, a lot of the players, personally, I would target in free agency. All of them are under the age of 30. And I would be listening to offers for any of my older veterans on the team as well. I'd love to stockpile third, fourth, fifth round picks. Any defensive lineman that's over the age of 30 and I'm offered a second round pick for, of course, I'm considering it and likely pulling the trigger on. That's not a knock against McCoy. That's just what it should be in the NFL. If you're offered a second-round pick for a 30-year-old-plus defensive lineman, you take the deal. They haven't won with McCoy, And the first thing that goes with older players is not their strength. It's not their bulk. It's their quickness. That's the first trait to go. That's his main attribute. And if that plan is to build around the young nucleus, then what are you holding on to these older players for? Oh, well, they got to teach them, or they got to blah, 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 blah. And this has always been, and I hope you're listening to me right now, this has always been an issue with some in this town that call themselves Bucks fans. I'm a fan of the Buccaneers, period. I'm a fan of the team. But people in this town tend to become so enamored with individuals and not the overall team's success. They would rather their individual player have success than the team have success. That's mind-boggling to me. I mean, for years, I said Doug Martin was probably the most overrated or one of the most overrated players in the NFL and definitely one of the most overrated running backs in the NFL. And people were so offended, like I was insulting their mother. No, I just saw a guy that couldn't get 3 yards a carry. And it was frustrating. And they would just stick with him, even all the way till last year. But people, some fans, were more and bigger fans of Doug Martin than they were of the Buccaneers. And they defended him to the end of time. Same thing with Mike Glennon from a couple years ago. Good Lord. It was asinine seeing what some people were writing about Mike Glennon. I mean, hell, Joe Bucks fan called it the Glennon mob. He stinks. He's terrible. Doug Martin, not good. Gerald McCoy is talented. He's very talented. But if I can get a second round pick for a 30-year-old defensive lineman with the way this team is structured right now, knowing that if they're going to make a run, it's probably going to be like 2 to 3 years as they build up this, continue to build around this young nucleus. I gotta pull the trigger on that. I don't have an allegiance to players. I love my team. No allegiance to players or coaches or anything. Allegiance to a team. I want to see the Bucks have success. I'll tell you what, I'd love to see the Browns have success. Lay the blueprint down. Show other organizations, like the Bucks, how to flip the script. I think the Jaguars have done that as well. Tampering begins Monday. No telling when you listen to this. The Bucks, while they were, quote, from sources interested in all these players that were traded, didn't trade for any of those players. I am allowing myself, I owe it to myself to allow Jason Light to show me what his plan is. I mean, he's going to have to show us what his plan is. Starting with the tampering. And right into the official start of free agency into the draft. What's the overall plan for this team? And it's not just addressing positions. And it's not just the status quo. That's not good enough. It's continuing to build the team the way you envision it. First things first, as the tampering begins, I want to give you some players at some positions that personally I would target. Running back is the first position. Now, I'll start with offense and then get to defense. But on offense, I'm going to start at running back. Carlos Hyde is out there. Jerick McKinnon's out there. McKinnon would be more of a replacement than Charles Sims than as a feature back. But the number one name I would look at is Isaiah Crowell from the Browns. The Browns seem locked in on Barkley. Crowell is 25 years old and has had success running the football without anyone playing quarterback, with zero threat of anyone being able to throw the football in Cleveland. And if you play your cards right, and if you're aggressive, if you've got an aggressive mind as a general manager, and you like what you've seen out of Sony Michel, I'd definitely look to pair Crowell as more of a power back with Michel coming out of Georgia, even in trading into the latter part of the first round, and getting those two as a two-headed monster at running back, just like the Panthers have, just like the Falcons have, and just like the Saints have. Carlos Hyde, you know, again, there are other running backs out there. But before you're, you know, DeMarco Murray or whatnot, I'm looking especially at running back. You sign a guy like Crowell to a four-year deal, that's only taking him to 29 years old. At that point, likely you're moving on from him as well. Wide receiver's not a big need at all for the Bucs. And some of you are like, wide receiver, why would you even want a wide receiver? There are some attractive names. And I am not opposed to building depth if you can get a quality deal, not breaking the bank, for some of these receivers that are available. DeSean Jackson has one more year of guaranteed money on the table. Once he's gone, yes, Chris Godwin's going to step in, but you'd like to have somebody in your receiving core who's got that elite-type speed. I think there's a couple of guys who are available in free agency this year. One in John Brown from Arizona is probably going to cost some money. But again, Jason Light, that connection to Arizona, John Brown with some speed, could be attractive. I think the other guy that could be attractive at wide receiver is Taylor Gabriel, who played for the Falcons. Again, with that elite speed, more of a role-type player, not a guy that you're going to ask to go out there and be a starter, but maybe more of a slot guy that wins with speed and quickness. I'm not opposed to getting more fast players that can get chunk yards and big plays for this organization. John Brown and Taylor Gabriel are both 27. The other guy I would consider, I think he's gotten kind of a raw deal in Indianapolis. He's had some injuries he's dealt with. Also, Andrew Luck's injuries have led to him really not having a quarterback that can throw him the football. But at 24 years old, I'd see what it would cost to bring Dante Moncrief into the fold. Just see what it would cost as a potential slot receiver who can play slot or the outside. Again, there's no harm in trying to build depth on your organization. Some people say break the bank for Adam Humphries, who, by the way, I didn't think had a great season last year. DeSean Jackson has one more year left of guaranteed money. And he, again, not getting it. He's over 30. Just an idea. A guard I would go after is Zach Fulton from the Chiefs. Young player, 26 years old. Not the most elite guard, but I think a guy who can come in and bring some stability, hopefully to the left guard spot. A spot they need. Again, staying away from Sitton, who's 31. Staying away from all of you want to get a center and move Ali Marpet back to guard. Maybe that's something that the Bucks want to do or ultimately do. I don't know. But playing center at the highest level of football after never, ever playing center before, you play him there the entire year, he progressively gets better before his injury, I wouldn't move. I think centers are a tough position to find. I think it's easier to find guards than it is to find a very quality center. And I would leave Ali Marpet right where he is and try and surround him with a couple of guards that can be equal to him. Maybe you get a guy like Fulton. And then, if the draft plays out the way I think Jason Light hopes it will, with him being able to get Quentin Nelson, now you get a guard, and guess what? Sweezy has a post-June 1st cut. Zero dead money, according to overthecap.com. Zero. So you get all the $6.5 million back. And you don't even have to cut him until after the draft, after you get Nelson, if you get Nelson. If you don't get Nelson, maybe you get another guard. If you don't get another guard, then you just keep Sweezy. So those are some of the offensive players I would look at free agency. Offense isn't as dire of a need. Yes, offensive line, guards in particular. Would be nice to address that. I think getting a receiver would be a luxury, but a luxury I would look into. And running back is crucial. Got to get a running back. Got to sign a running back and draft a running back. Just like they should have done last year. But defense is the side. So as tampering starts Monday, I would be identifying the young players that are available, seeing why they are available. Are they available because they're not good? Are they available because they're malcontents? Or are they available because, quite frankly, they're at a loaded position? I think first name that comes to mind in that scenario is Aaron Colvin of the Jaguars. You got Jalen Ramsey. You got the Texans corner that came over last offseason. You know, there's just not a spot for him. And he can play slot, but I think he can play on the outside as well. There's already been rumors that the Bucs are going to go after E.J. Gaines. Another young player. I like this. Guy who can play on the outside, 26 years old. Kyle Fuller got the transition tag, but I would see what it would cost to trade for him as well. 26 years old. The Bucs should not be an organization that's going after these veterans, these older players that are looking for that one last payday. They should look for players that are looking for something to prove midway through their career. Not just at corner, but at all these positions. And I'd look to defensive line, in particular defensive end. And I think there's a few guys that if Jason Light is strategic with, he won't have to break the bank. He won't have to pay, you know, the huge money for, but can get much more quality pass rushers than what he's had. Alex Okafor, who was with the Saints last year, is 27 years old. Jerry Attachu with the Chargers. By the way, with the Chargers, a 3-4 defense. He can play 3-4 outside linebacker or defensive end in a 4-3. Had a good conversation with Steve from Joe Bucks Fan. We were talking about the 3-4 thing, and you know, he made a good point. Well, are you going to change a defense when you kept all the coaches the same? And the only coach they did change was Brenston Buckner, who, oh, by the way, I mean, they kind of run a hybrid type front seven there, 3-4, 4-3, especially with Golden and Chandler Jones on the outside. But whether it's 3-4, 4-3, none of that really matters, because a 3-4 can change right into a 4-3 with one guy moving up to the line of scrimmage. That's it. So don't worry too much into that. But who are you going to get to rush the passer? No matter what scheme you run, you got to have guys that know how to get to the quarterback. And Jerry Attachu, if that's how you pronounce his name, you've got Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram in front of you in San Diego. Well, why would the Chargers spend $8 million a year or $9 million a year to bring him back? when you got two elite pass rushers already that are going to cost you money? And maybe Jerry Attachu's a guy who just needs a shot, maybe with another organization. 25 years old, and Kareem Martin, who we've talked about, 26 years old. At defensive tackle, Starla Tulele, 28 years old. Don Terry Poe, 27 years old. I saw Peter King say that maybe Sharif Floyd for the Vikings would be a cap casualty, 26 years old. Would love to find those type of players that can come in that aren't, maybe they're not the flashiest of names when it comes to free agency. And they're not going to cost the most money. And build a mean, nasty defensive line that can get after a quarterback with some younger defensive backs in the backfield, in the defensive backfield, that can cover the corner or cover the receivers. And then at safety, I mean, there's really only a couple names available. Eric Reed, 26 years old. Kenny Vaccaro, who I really think is a lot like Justin Evans, which I don't know if I want the same type of safety back there. I think you also have Trey Boston, who's 25. So, few names to remember. Few names that I would target. And again, maybe they're not names that are going to get you overly excited. But start to think about, when you get excited over some of the names you've heard go elsewhere, are you excited about what they could do for the Bucks, or are you excited about what they have already done in their careers? And will their progress or will their production continue for the next team that they go to? The Bucks have done that with Robert Ayers, with TJ Ward. They've done that in recent years, DeSean Jackson. It's not about getting guys in their 30s who have had great careers. It's about getting guys, no matter who they are, and hoping that they play even better for your organization. The odds are getting guys in their mid-20s, they're still going to have better years for your organization than they did during their rookie contracts. That's what I would rather pay for. Not guys looking for that one final paycheck. And by the way, might want to think about kicker. And a guy I would target if you could in free agency. And the only reason he's probably out there in Philly is because they have a guy who made a 60-something yard field goal last year to win a game in Jake Elliott. So why not bring Caleb Sturgis home? Played for the Gators. Actually, it was really solid kicker for the Eagles. Free agent. Got to solidify kicker for once and for all. Not Sebastian Janikowski or anything like that. Sturgis, again, 28 years old. So now I'm targeting 26, 27, 28-year-olds to come in and surround my young nucleus. And if possible, I'd trade some of the older veterans and stockpile a few more draft picks. So now I've got 26, 27, 28-year-olds to pair with my 23, 24, 25-year-old nucleus in Jameis, Ali Marpet, Mike Evans, and whatnot, and then even younger players that I'm going to draft. And I'm building a complete team that's going to grow together. Not a team of extremely young players and extremely old players and nobody in the prime of their careers. I hope this makes sense. And quite frankly, I hope it's something Jason Light considers once free agency, once the tampering begins on Monday, and once free agency begins midweek. Your Bucks takes are up next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com. One of my absolute favorite gems of the entire Tampa Bay area, where I go to watch my sports and know that I am getting a quality meal every single time, is Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. It's on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater, and all of the food is prepared fresh daily. You can taste it in their quality. Sports Legends Bar and Grill. We love Leo and the gang. Everyone there at Sports Legends. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored.
Get some Bucks takes in. People are fired up. If you ever want to send in your Bucks take, it's very simple. You record your voice on your phone and you email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. This guy's been on a cruise. We have missed him. We've announced that the draft party is at the Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa while he was gone. And you know he's coming back. He's coming back relaxed. We thought he was relaxed. I mean, he was on a cruise. There's nothing relaxed about Lou these days. Hey, Lou.
Justin, Lou from Port Richey, brother. Hey, brother. Man, I've been cruising, brother. Got off the boat, brother, and got my internet, man, and I look, man, and I see that we dropped the ball on Quinn! On Quinn! I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro? What is Light doing, bro? What is Light doing? And I'm like, fuck. I was hot, bro. I was hot, man. You know, I just hope Light was not doing what he did last year, man. And just, you know, he's like still just, he's fucking riding the coattails of Spence and Jack Smith from last year, man, on their potential. And they haven't really shown anything. Smith is gone. Spence is coming back. Bro, but all he, you know, he hasn't really shown anything. Yeah, he's got fucking talent and everything, but it's potential, bro. I got fucking potential too, bro. I got the potential to fucking climb the Empire State Building. But I ain't King Kong! I ain't fucking doing it! You can't count on that, bro. You gotta go out and get us some fucking players. You have to. You have to. Then I fucking hear about fucking Bennett going to fucking the Falcons. Dude, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on, bro? We can't have this, bro. We can't have this shit, man. Bro, and then, you know, I fucking hear about the fucking rumors, man, with GMC, man. It's going to fucking Oakland for a second rounder, man. Light. Get it done! Do it! Do it! If you can fucking get offered a second rounder for that son of a bitch, dude, me and the fellas will come over and bubble wrap that ice cream truck and put it in the fucking pod and send your ass to Oakland. You do it, Light. You do it. Dude, I'm listening to the fucking podcast on Wednesday and you give me a sliver, bro. A fucking taste of cracker in the fucking been walking in the desert, man. The cracker tastes like fucking Ritz cracker. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Dude, the conversion to 3-4, bro. Could there actually be a plan, bro? A plan. A plan in place, bro. And fucking Likes just fucking pulling all our fucking strings, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude, if he's doing that, man, I'm most guaranteed follow the Light, man. I hope that comes to fruition, brother. And we get fucking players in the draft and free agency to mold our new fucking defense. Dude, that's the fucking way to go, bro. That's the way to go. Let's do it. Let's do it, because we already got linebackers in place for this system. We just got to pick up a couple of few pieces, man, and we'll do it. We'll do it. I think it's just a matter of time, brother. It's just a matter of time. Listen, one more thing, bro. The draft party. You fuckers better be there. It's going to be on, bitches. It's going to be on. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa. Let's do this. Woo! Speak softly, bitches. I ran over. Sorry, Jess.
You're allowed, Lou. You're allowed. He's been gone for, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, so we got to let Lou back. But Lou will be at the draft party. Will you? God, I got a lot of people confirming they're coming in from out of town. Let's get Mike on, all the way up there in New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Justin. What's going on? It's Mike from Long Island here, a.k.a. Titties on the Table, Mike. As you might recall, the Titties retired back in 2017 after that shit show. And you know what? I filled out some paperwork for them to return in 2018, but I haven't submitted them yet. I'm just not ready. I'm taking a lot of time to get over 2017. Haven't sent in a Bucks take, but I have been listening. You know, it's just one of those things, man, where it's just going to take a little bit of time for me. And yeah, so I'm coming around a little bit. I've been finally watching some press conferences, following the combine and some free agency things. And it's just strange because, you know, I have a question, but I have a question for myself. So today we have Mike from Long Island joining us. Oh, Mike from Long Island, what did you do today? Oh, hey Justin, thanks for having me. You know, Justin, that's a great question. You know what I did today? I booked my flight down to Tampa Bay. Oh yeah, for what? You're coming to a game or something? Maybe the first or second game? No, Justin, I'm coming down for the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. I booked my flight today to come down Thursday morning. I'm going to be there Thursday and Friday night at Buffalo Wild Wings off South Dale Mabry Road in South Tampa. I'm going to be there. I'm staying up the block. I will be able to walk there. I'm coming down. And you know what, Justin? I have some friends. I have some family. Non-Bucks fans, you know, saying, why the fuck would you go down for some draft party? I mean, what? Wait, you're going to just go waste your money on that? But they don't understand what this is. This is more than just a podcast, right, guys? This is, you know, I feel like you guys are family. I've been listening to you guys for over 2.5 years now. It's just, I feel like I know you guys. And it's just time to meet you face to face, to be honest. And to party. And to shoot the shit. And to just have a fucking good time, you know? Celebrate the Buccaneers. And you know what? I can escape the goddamn cold for a little bit, so a win-win-win-win-win for everybody, right? So yeah, Justin, I'm coming down. I'm going to be there. I'm flying solo, so hopefully you guys can welcome me with open arms. But I'm excited, man, and I honestly can't wait until fucking April for this shit to go down. I guess that's what you call nailing it.
Absolutely. And we all know Mike likes the titties on the table, so I don't know if that's going to happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Or if it's going to happen after, you know, the after party. Whew. Mike, I cannot wait to meet you in person. Oh, so New York is in. I know Atlanta's in. San Diego, Eric's in San Diego. He's already told us he's in, right, Eric?
Justin, this is Eric out in San Diego calling with my Bucks take. Listened to the last podcast and heard you talk about, you know, getting people's opinion on the Gerald McCoy rumor trade mill that he can trade for a possible second round pick. If you're Jason Light, you have to think about this. This is not something you just say, nope, no, that's not good enough, can't do that. You have to. You've got a 30-year-old defense tackle that had 5.5, 6.5 sacks last year, has never reached more than 9, 9.5, and since he's been with the team, the defense has been in easily the lower half, if not the lower third, defenses in the league. Am I saying it's his fault? Absolutely not. But at some point, there has to be a change. Something has to give. And if you're saying that the Oakland Raiders are willing to trade a second-round pick, not a premier, top 10 first-round pick, but that's a premier pick. That's a starting caliber pick in the draft for Gerald McCoy, you have to at least consider it. You have to look at it and say, okay, what outweighs it? Who could we get there that could possibly either replace Gerald McCoy or put in another position that we would need? People need to stop looking at the name and say, that's our guy, that's our... Gerald McCoy is the best thing in the fucking world. He's a good player. He's a really good player, but that's it. It's really good players go away all the time. I mean, New England Patriots traded Chandler Jones, and you're going to tell me that Gerald McCoy is that much better than Chandler Jones? I don't know. Let's go Bucks, baby. Oh, and cannot wait for this draft party. Tickets booked. I'm so fucking pumped. Oh, and spring football. Go Bulls.
Love it. Go Bulls is right. Eric, can't wait to see you as well, meeting you in person. By the way, and just tweeting this out now, Sunday night, but we have got confirmation. So whether you're coming from San Diego, Long Island, Dallas, Atlanta, Panama City, Panama, we're going to have more states represented this year than we had last year at the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. We have come to an agreement. Thank you to Harold for helping work this one out. We were close on a different hotel that was a little further away and was not providing transportation. We are now going to be at the Courtyard Tampa West Shore Airport Hotel. For those that came to the training camp takeover, same hotel we were all at for that one. The Courtyard Tampa West Shore Airport Hotel at 3805 West Cypress in Tampa, 33607. I'm tweeting this all out, and I'm posting this on Facebook. And I'll have Sammer, who has the stickcarriers.com site, I'll have him put all the information there as well. You can contact reservations for Marriott for this Courtyard at 813-874-0555. That's 813-874-0555. The rate is $120 per night. Regular rate, I think, was $180 to $200. It is a very busy time of year, from what I've noted. And this is a very nice hotel. Anyone that stayed with us for the takeover knows that. $120 a night. It comes out to like $130. And Harold texted me the exact. All these texts about the Bucks. It's like $130 something a night with the taxes and everything else. But very good deal. And by the way, that includes transportation, so you don't have to worry about Ubering. That includes transportation to and from the draft party both nights, Thursday night and Friday night. Amazing. Thank you, Courtyard, for partnering with us and becoming the official hotel of the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. To get this deal, and this is a podcast, so you can rewind and write it down or check it out. I'm posting on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm going to create an event page for the party that includes this as well. We have blocked out 20 rooms, but can get more, so don't panic. I would just go ahead and book your hotel room as soon as possible. Use the code. You have to call that number, 813-874-0555, and give them the code MM, as in Mickey Mouse, dash B, as in Bucks, L, as in loser, come on, 53, Y, as in yucks, B, as in Bucks, 2. So that's M-B-L-53-Y-B-2. Again, this will be on Twitter. It'll be on Facebook. We'll create an event page, and Sammer will put it up at stickcarriers.com. Looking forward to the pre-party at the hotel, the after-party at the hotel. By the way, that hotel is also near. Mike, if I know you said you had a hotel, but might want to think about staying at this one because this one is going to be near all the titties on the table. It's near all the strip clubs. Just saying, in case you're interested in stuff like that. I believe Biani is coming to the draft party as well. Is that correct? Well, is it? I mean, don't leave me hanging.
Yo, what's good, Justin? This is Biani, man. It's Biani from Dallas, man. I got a question for you, but it's not even worth you queuing up the Phil Collins because honestly, this shit is rhetorical. What in the flying fuck is Jason Light and Team Glazer doing in this offseason? Are you asleep? Are you motherfucking asleep? Michael Bennett, Aqib Talib, Robert Quinn, Marcus Peters, four supremely talented players in positions of need on your team, and you can't land one of them. You can't land one when the Rams just got two. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I was born and raised in Tampa, Florida. I put on for my city, for my team, on a year-to-year basis. And every year, I'm looking stupid because I get fucking embarrassed because this team doesn't do shit. And you have a chance, the opportunity to upgrade your team, and you decide not to do shit? It's fucking driving me insane, man. It's driving me crazy, man. I'm a passionate fan. I'm a passionate guy. I will go down to my grave as a Buccaneers fan, man. But this shit ain't right. This shit ain't right, man. I'm gonna be there at the fucking draft party, man. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking
stick. Yes! Yeah, bring that passion to the draft party. I love it, Biani. Gonna be nice meeting you as well. So Dallas is represented. Oh man, I forgot. Last year I kept a. I'll do it. We'll do a roll call that week leading up to the draft party, definitely. But I got to start writing all this down. San Diego, Long Island, Dallas, Atlanta, Panama City. What other states? What other cities are going to be represented within Florida, outside of Florida? It is going to be a raucous time. Thursday night and Friday night. I think people are ready for a two-night draft event. Spectre's always fired up, though.
Come here, shit, Spectre, man. Just got the notification from Bleacher Report that the Rams just nabbed Aqib Talib. And my response is, of course, very angry, violent, and pissed off one. Fuck! God damn it! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Jason Light, man! Fuck him! Tired of this shit! He can go to hell! Stick Carriers! Draft party! I'm there! I need y'all! I'm tired of this shit! Fuck this shit! Fuck!
Okay. All right. All right. Spectre's there. God. Bring that kind of energy. Holy shit. We got Matt who's up with us. What up, Matt?
Hey, Justin. This Robert Quinn thing, to me, is just indicative of how the Bucks have done things over the past at least several seasons. You know, like, instead of going out and signing Barry Church, a veteran safety who wound up shoring up the Jaguars' safety position, the Bucs signed his backup, J.J. Wilcox. Wilcox had been a starter earlier in his career, but he lost his job, but somehow he was going to fix our safety needs. Or the year they signed George Johnson as a restricted free agent because they hadn't signed anyone of consequence to that point, and they had to sign someone. He had zero sacks around that one breakout season he had. How about a middle linebacker the year they signed Bruce Carter? Bruce Carter was a mediocre strong side linebacker for Dallas. And the season before the Bucs signed him, the Cowboys went through four middle linebackers and he wasn't one of them, but they signed him to play the middle. It's like they play some sort of terrible version of the Rays' way of winning from 2008 and 2010. So that's why I don't expect them to sign a guy like Robert Quinn. I expect them to go out and sign a walking injury like Alex Okafor or a solid backup defensive end like Danico Autry from the Raiders, who they'll sign and say, well, once he plays full-time, he'll double those 4.5 sacks a year he averages. Unfortunately, that's the expectation. So all I can say is good luck to the next Buck administration in 2019 to do things differently.
Well, I mean, Alex Okafor. I mean, you sign him to be part of the rotation. All right. Still more of a threat to get a sack than probably anyone on their current roster, to be quite honest with you. And did he compare the Bucks to the Rays? Oh, boy. That's not good. Dante's up. Hey, Dante.
Yo, Commish. Stick Carriers. How y'all doing? This is Dante in Atlanta. Listening to the podcast, I mean, I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but then I think Will in the Midwest called in and ripped Jason Light a new asshole. And it got me thinking. If you trade a 2 for Marcus Peters and then trade a 4, swap 6s and even a 7 for Robert Quinn, you know, that puts your defense at an elite level. You could then trade back from 7 to recoup some of those draft picks, man, in a very, very, very deep draft. It had me thinking, man, like, what the hell is Jason Light doing? I'm not going to go as far to say that he's a bad GM because I remember those days we had Bruce Allen. A lot of people don't remember those days. I do. Shit sucks. But I'm just hoping that Light got a plan, man. I'm still following the Light. As hard as it may be, I'm still following the Light, you know. But that's all I got, man, you know. I just want our team to be great, you know, like all of us. As always, you guys be safe. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You got it, Dante. We're speaking softly. We're carrying that big motherfucking stick. We're handing it off to Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer.
What's up, Buck fans? This is Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. And I want to start off first by saying happy birthday to my man OKC Pack. I see you, boy. Happy birthday. And I want to address an issue. I understand everybody is a little upset. I was a little upset, too, about all these free agents, just everybody making moves except for us. And whatever little moves that they say we've been making have been half-assed. Well, I'll tell you what, they've been half-assed for a reason. Jason Light, when he wants a free agent, as he's done in the past, he's gone after him balls to the wall. He made sure he got the guys he wanted. Like DeSean Jackson, Swaggy Baker. You think about all the guys that Lovie Smith brought in. He went full steam ahead to get them guys. So the question is not that why are you half-assing it. The question is why don't you want these guys? Because if he wanted those guys, he would went and got them. So let's just take it easy. Let's not blow a fucking gasket. Let's let the dust settle. And right before the draft, let's see what Jason Light does. Because his ass is in the hot seat right now. His nuts is in the clink. So I'm going to sit back and relax. And I'm taking notes just like you. Let's just sit back. Enjoy the ride. And then at the end, see what we end up with. And see if it was worth blowing that gasket. Until next time, speak softly. Care that big motherfucking stick. What up, Commission? I ain't mean to leave you out. What's happening?
All right, I got you, Rodzilla. I got you. The motherfucking killer. Love it. Thank you. Thanks to all of you. The numbers have been phenomenal. You can tell the passion is there. And you can tell, hey, listen, I have said it from the beginning. We're all in this together. We are all there. We are the numbers of people that listen to this podcast that are going to be at this party just shows how much we all have in common. There's always going to be outsiders or, you know, guys who are going to be loud and try and just, you know, think that they're even making a little dent into what we're building together. Well, they're far and few between.
I can tell you just from looking at the numbers and how massive they've been over the last few weeks, this community of Bucks fans, stick carriers, is as strong as it's ever been. And you're going to see it firsthand in person as people come in from all across the world and all across the state of Florida and all around Tampa Bay for this massive draft party we're going to be throwing April 26th at Buffalo Wild Wings, 26th and 27th, Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. So be prepared for that. This podcast is on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, and Google Play. Make sure you rate and review. Be honest, though. I really, really need some negative ones as well. I want to balance it out because here's the thing. The more I get, the more it pumps Bucks Uncensored out and promotes it everywhere as well. So really appreciate everyone that gives us a rate and a review. And if you like it, great. You get it at noon on Mondays and Wednesdays, uploaded directly to your mobile device. If you need it before noon, you just go to our partner, joebucksfan.com, big partner in this huge draft party we're throwing as well. So thanks to those guys at joebucksfan.com. And that's the website you should be refreshing multiple times every day, all day, every day, this week, and throughout free agency and the draft, because they will have the news you need as Bucks fans. Also want to thank our sponsors, the ones that keep this podcast going, Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa for the draft party, but Buffalo Wild Wings everywhere. Tuesday is Wing Day. BOGO Wings at Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Mastro Subaru, two locations, one in Orlando, one off of Hillsborough in Tampa, right by the Veterans. Huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. It's the only dealership you can get special stick carrier pricing. Thank you to those guys at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com. Bricado's Sandwich Shop has the best deviled crab and Cuban sandwich in town. If you're out of town, they'll ship it right to your doorstep. Just go to BricadosSandwich.com for more details on that. And Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Spring training is here. So if you're going to a Phillies game sometime in the month of March, make sure you swing by Sports Legends and tell them that you heard about it on Bucks Uncensored, and you need to try those Greek wings. Any of the wings, any of the food, it's all fresh daily. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. And thanks to each and every one of you, the stick carriers that are alive and well, passionate about our team, want nothing. Listen, I don't want to be right. I just want my team to win. And I know you feel the exact same way. So keep bringing that passion each and every episode of this right here on Bucks Uncensored. The words of Dirk Cutter were perfected by this beautiful voice, and it's how we end every podcast.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
I'm about to do that right now. Nailed it.